Sierra Leone, out in West Africa. Two words to describe the war, pure massacre. Cutting people's.
During Sierra Leone's civil war from 1991 to 2002, hundreds of thousands of civilians fled the country into exile. Thousands of them streamed into Senegal in search of peace and political stability. Though most of these refugees have returned home after the war or have gone elsewhere, some of them stayed on. One of them is Jean-Matthew Tamba.
I was in Liberia when the war broke out in 1990. I went home back to Sierra Leone. I knew I had some little knowledge of French, and so I decided, well, maybe that was not very usable in Sierra Leone, and because there was a war situation also in that country. I crossed over to Guinea. I was not very comfortable. So I moved on over to Guinea-Bissau, maybe something like 5-6 days in Guinea-Bissau. I found out it was not very appropriate, and I kept moving on. This is how I finally got here in Senegal.
Jean-Matthew was a journalist at home before he took off. Once in Dakar, he searched for a job in the media, but he faced unexpected challenges.
The difficulties were there. This is a much bigger country with more training institutions, more competent people. So there was indeed a challenge. And Senegalese, most of them also speak and write fairly good English. I had some skills in journalism and writing and editing. So I had to start going around to look for houses where I could be proofreading, you know, editing. And that is how I started off.
Another Sierra Leonean, Abubakar Jallo, arrived in Dakar around the same time as Jean-Matthew, and he also fled the war back home. It was a culture shock for him.
The first thing I noticed is the food. Senegal, they have this staple food which they call tiepujen, which is rice and fish, which is not known in Sierra Leone. Senegal families, rich, poor, everybody having tiepujen for lunch. The second thing I noticed when I arrived in Senegal is the way people greet. In Sierra Leone, it's not normal, you know, to shake hands with stranger, which is in Senegal is the opposite. Whenever you meet someone, you have to shake hands and greet and exchange some words.
For Jean-Matthew and Abubakar, the reason they stayed in Senegal is because they feel fully integrated. While Jean-Matthew found several journalism jobs and married a Senegalese woman, Abubakar just graduated with a master's degree in economics from one of Senegal's most prestigious universities and has found a job in an international news organization. Both men now see Senegal as home. No amount of integration into Senegalese society can completely wipe out horrors of Sierra Leone's brutal civil war from the memories of Jean-Matthew and Abubakar, but Senegal has given them hope and optimism for the futures. Reporting for RFI, I'm Sherif Bojang in Dakar.